calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Ron.
Hey. This is Ron. Can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Ron? I just got your voicemail. You wanted to get a little bit more info on those working capital and equipment financing programs you got?
Yeah, I was just curious. How did you guys get my information?
Actually, we have your information based off of some previous lending that you did with Wells Fargo Equipment Finance back in 2012. Okay. Do you remember what you got with them?
I think it was a scissor lift or something, maybe a table saw, something along those lines. It's been a while. We go through a lot of equipment, actually.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, based off of that lending that you did with them, that's where we got your pre-approval from. You know, we know you're a credible business with some good history here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess, yeah, you had left a message saying, you know, we're pre-approved for working capital and equipment financing. So, you know, what's that all about? Like, what are these programs and how did I become pre-approved?
Well, like I said, you're pre-approved based on the previous lending you did with an accredited lender such as Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And we have a couple different programs in as regards to equipment financing, working capital. What are you looking to try and do here more? Are you trying to bring on some capital or a piece of equipment you're looking at?
I'm not necessarily looking to do anything right now. I'm just trying to, you know, if a project pops up down the road a little bit, I just want to have things in place so I'm not scrambling with my chicken with his head cut off, you know, looking for, you know, funding or stuff like that. So I just wanted to see what this is all about. I get a bunch of these offers, you know, 10 of them a week. So I just want to, you know, what makes you guys different?
Oh, yeah, our working capital programs, you know, it's a fairly new tool here. We just base it off of sales mostly, and, you know, just about unlock roughly 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for you as some unsecured cash. Okay. What were your sales like last year?
We did just under a million. It was like 960,000, something like that.
Yeah, I know. So for working capital, you know, I could tell you we could ballpark that just around like 90 to about 100, 120K. And the equipment program is kind of like more like your traditional loan you're used to, like your typical car loan.
Right.
You know, two to five-year terms, monthly payments, you know, the rates are in, you know, mid-single digits there.
Okay. What are, you know, some of the factors that account for a rate? You know, I see on the banks, you know, they'll have these on the window, 3.5% APR, you know, 5-year terms. Is that, you know, it's, you know, how do you guys determine that type of deal?
Of course. So for the equipment, it's mostly based off of the time your business has been in business, the credit you have, and lastly, what type of equipment specifically. You know, bringing on a cappuccino maker machine for the office isn't going to be quite as productive as, you know, bringing on a new forklift, you know what I mean?
Right.
So there's that. Gotcha. And for the working capital, you know, it's very different from what you're traditionally used to with your bank. It's actually primarily based on your sales, and then, you know, secondary is credit and, you know, your time in business and all the other usual factors.
What if my credit is not necessarily the best?
I mean, we could work with it. Your working capital loans here, like I said, primarily based off sales. So, okay. I mean, we can get you something. Like, we can always get you approved for something. You know, your credit doesn't have to be, like, stellar. Like, average credit still gets a very good rate with us.
I think mine's just teetering above 600.
Don't worry, bro. It's pretty national average there. But, no, you should be fine. We have a lot of different programs that range through, you know, tiers A through D here.
Okay.
When's your typical time that you do evaluate, though? You know, bring on new equipment or capital? Is there, like, a certain time of year?
Well, there are specific items that machines or equipment that I have to have all the time just to make the company run. But there's, you know, there's other things on the wish list that, you know, it's actually project dependent. If I need something for a project, then I'll go ahead and pick it up. I understand that, you know, they're certain times of the year that a lot of businesses do that stuff. I just, you know, I'm almost a three-man operation, so there's a lot of different hats that I'm wearing. So I really don't have time to just sit back and evaluate. It's kind of a per-need basis.
Yeah. Type deal. No, I get you.
I would like
to
be
the only one.
Yeah, I'd like to get to a point where I could have someone else, you know, doing a lot of these things and, you know, allow me time to really dig into the business itself and the workings of it and expand and stuff like that. It's just not really a good time for that.
I mean, maybe you could, you know, use some of this working capital to bring on some new employees here and expand like that. It's unsecured cash, so it's really at your discretion to use for, you know, in ways that you see fit.
But can you elaborate a little more on the working capital program? I mean, is there, like, what kind of terms and the rates and, you know, things of that nature?
Of course. It's a pretty new lending tool. It just kind of came out of the subprime crisis here for, you know, small businesses weren't getting loans before from these big banks.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, like I said, primarily based off sales, and, you know, we unlock about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue from last year. Uh-huh. And, you know, once you get the cash there, we don't really annualize our rates or anything like that. If you're usually looking at an APR, which, you know, kind of all these big banks have tricked everybody into thinking that that's the norm and the standard here, but
right.
It doesn't really make sense if you're, you know, taking out a 3-month loan or something like that to have a rate that's annualized.
Right. That does make sense.
Mm-hmm. So what we do here, we're pretty straightforward. We just have like a rate factor, which is pretty much like 10 cents on the dollar, or you're going to pay 12 cents on the dollar. And that way, you know, there's no confusion with timing here. And we just put the money, let's, you know, hypothetically, you wanted 100K. You put that 100K right into your business account. You use it at your discretion, and we just tell you what your payments are, your daily payments or weekly payments, or even if we do monthly as well. But so you'll know what your payments are. You'll know what the total cost is at the end of the day here. So if you're paying, you know, your rate factor of 1.1, you're going to be paying back $110,000. It's very simple. But keep in mind, it is unsecured cash here, and that's really what you're paying for. Because if the same, a different bank gives you the same $100,000 for, let's say, 2 years at a 4.5, you can't see my parentheses here or quotations. At a 4.5% APR for a 2-year loan here, you're thinking, all right, cool, 4.5%. But, you know, annualized rates, that's actually 9% for a 2-year loan. So you're really paying back $109,000, and it's collateralized. Like, they can come and, you know, really mess up your business here. They can, you know, call on it, all that whatnot. So then when you hear 10% in theory, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, then you hear 10% from us, it's like, oh, no, that's so much more than 4%. But really, it's only an extra $1,000 to get it unsecured as secured. You know what I mean? It's like paying a little bit extra so mom doesn't know what you're doing with your allowance.
I like the analogy. But yeah, okay, that makes sense. So, you know, just off the top of your head, I know that you may have to crunch some numbers. You said that you know, I could potentially, you know, be paying 10 cents on the dollar. How likely, you know, with the information I've given you, would that be the case?
I mean, I don't want to give you like any unrealistic expectations here, but it's not unheard of. I know with your credit, like you said, isn't the best, but it is based off of the sales here. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's the most important thing. If you've got the cash flow, like, we can assume you're good to pay. Like, we have no problem giving you the money. And, you know, if you do take this out and, you know, pay it all back, everything works out for you, you're definitely going to get a better rate next time. So I can definitely assure you that, 100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there is a discount for early paid backs, you know, like we're not trying to rip you off and have any kind of weird loopholes or fees here.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that. Actually, I've dealt with that a lot in the past.
Yeah, pay back early and end up paying more for some reason. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, it's just absolutely bizarre. Okay. You know, I guess that pretty much satisfies my curiosity. I will keep your guys' information on file. And what was your name?
Yeah, my name was Pete.
Should I reach back out to you if I want to, you know, go forward with something? Or
of course. You know what? How about I send you an email here, And you could take a look at it some more. Fill out an application if you want to. And if I don't hear back from you, you can send that back my way. And if I don't hear back from you, maybe I'll give you a call end of next week here.
Yeah, if I were going to do something, it's going to be, you know, months out. But, okay. You know, you're more than welcome to reach out to me, keep in contact. Like I said, I get a bunch of these calls every week, and it's hard to keep track of who's who and what's what. I just want to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah,
so if
no,
you
want
to maybe give me a call every couple of weeks just to keep your name fresh in my mind, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. What are you going to do here, though, if you don't get this loan?
Right now, I'm good. I'm just almost about to bid on a couple larger projects that could take me through the end of the year.
And do you use your local bank when you're bidding on those projects?
I have in the past. It's just become more difficult. And now with just going through a divorce, so my credit's kind of screwed up right now. So trying to find alternative options.
Yeah, I got you. You always want to have that secondary source of cash flow, like I said.
Yeah, don't get married.
I'll try not to, man. I'll try not to.
All right. Hey, Pete, I appreciate your time today, man. And if you want to reach out to me, you won't be bothering me.
Yeah, all right, Ron. I'll try and give you a call end of next week and, you know, a little bit after that as well. See if we can just keep in contact till you want to pull the trigger on this one, right?
Sounds good. You know, have a great day.
Yeah, you have a happy Memorial Day.
Ah, thanks, man.
All right, for sure. Bye.